thinking of the current events over the past week and a half, coming back from Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, his Levaya in Eretz Yisrael, I was thinking in this week's Parsha that there's an idea that really, I think, represents him, and not just him, a lot of the Gedolim in Klal Yisrael. We know at the very beginning of this week's Parsha, Parsha's told us that right away Rivka knew that she was going to have twins. She was wondering, well, if Rashi, she went by the Avodah Zarah, and one would kick, and then all of a sudden she would walk by another one, and another baby would kick. She was wondering what's going on. Hashem told her she's going to have twins, and that's what happened. The Hamshech of the Psukim, the continuation, tells us that they had twins. And then it tells them that the twins are starting to grow up. They started to grow up. Esav was more of a worldly person. He was someone who would go out to the fields. And Ishadev Yaakov was Ishtam Yoshev Alam HaRayakov, who was complete, that he would sit in the tents. We know that means all Shatori was learning. And then the Pasuk tells us, Vayev Yitzlak as Esav Kitzayit Befev Verivka Oheves Es Yaakov. The Pasuk tells us that Yitzchak loved Esav because there was Sayyid Befiv. Because that's the explanation. That's the shayla, exactly what that meant. Lafida Pshuto, the uncle, tells us because he would put in food into the mouth of Yitzchak, he would feed him. He felt that he had such kibud avahem that he was able to be Mekadish the Gashpis, whatever exactly that meant. That is why Yitzchak fell in love and loved Esav more than Yaakov. However, Rashi tells us, we know, Kitzayid Befiv is that he tricked him, and that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Now, the Hemshech of the Pasuk says that Rivka oheves es Yaakov, that Rivka loved Yaakov. I was always bothered from a very young age, why doesn't the Torah explain why Rivka loved Yaakov? It should say, just like Kitzayid Befiv, so Rivka loved him because he was Yishtam Yoshev Alalim, or because he was Torah, or because he had good midos. What exactly, why doesn't the Torah tell us that Rivka loved Yaakov? And I once thought of an idea to explain why Rivka didn't love Yaakov. I thought maybe we can suggest that Rivka the Torah didn't need to tell us that Rivka loved Yaakov, for the reason for loving Yaakov, because it was so obvious. Things that are so obvious, the Torah doesn't need to tell you. The Torah, if something is so pashut, we always say, Lama likra svara, that the Gemara will ask that question. If something is so obvious, the Torah doesn't even need to tell you. We know that that would be the din, that's the halacha. The same thing over here with Rivka loving Yaakov. It was so obvious. He was such a tzaddik. He was an ishtav yoshev alalim. He was someone who was learning all day. His midos were shining. It was someone that you just noticed from the get-go that was a special person. There's no you don't need to explain why you love him. Everyone loved him. The question was, how could it be that Yitzchak loved Esav? How could it be that he saw something in Esav that should be, that he thought maybe he was destined to be the next leader and the hemshech of the Shalshel HaMasorah? That's the question. But Yaakov is so obvious. He was a Ben Torah. He was an amazing Ben Torah. That he was more than just a Ben Torah. He was the holiest person. Everyone loved him. And everyone could see that on his face, that was the reason that we loved Yaakov. And I was thinking that for the Gedolei Yisrael, that when you hear about the Gedolei Yisrael and the holiness of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein, you read their biography books and you read the stories about them, besides for their tremendous understanding and geonus in Torah and their genius in Torah, that's not just what it was. It was all that they had. Their midos were so unbelievable. The stories of the Mesiris Nefesh that they did for fellow Jews. It was just, they were the type of people that you just saw them and you knew that there was such special people in front of you. Everyone fell in love with them. No one had tainas against them. Maybe in their psakim, but in their personalities, they're just the type of people that you see them and you know that this is a special person. These are like the Yaakovs that no one, it doesn't need an explanation in the Torah. And Baruch Hashem, we are zocha in our generation, that the same could be said of Rav David Feinstein Zatzal. That was also someone, if you listen to that spadim, you heard that his mysterious nefesh for Klal Yisrael and giving psakim is anava. It's just a person that you just met. It was a kedarek derech aviv, obviously, Rav Moshe, and the anava that Rav Moshe had, that he was going in that derech. That someone who was just someone who just saw him. And Baruch Hashem, the Avdel Mechayel Mason that we have, I personally, like someone like Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, that the person just goes and visits him. His tremendous tzidkos is obviously Yisrael before his Torah. There's obviously tremendous bekiyas and knows all of Shas. I don't even start mentioning the gaonis of Rav Nevinsel. But before then, his midos, how amazing his midos are. Just give one mice of the Rav Nevinsel Shlita, is that when I was bringing my son for an upshearing, so I brought my son and my daughter, and all the attention was my son, because Rav Nevinsel was going to be cutting him for the first time. We all excited, we were taking pictures. Rav Nevinsel got up after he cut my son's hair, and specifically went out of his way to give my 2-year-old daughter a chocolate also, because he realized we were giving all the attention to my son. He realized it more than us, that he was giving all the attention to my son. He made sure he got up, obviously not easy for him, and gave my daughter a chocolate. His tremendous tzidkos is something, you don't need to explain why you fall in love with these Gedolei Torah and these Gedolei Yisrael. And the same thing could be said with Avim Chaim Meisim of Rav David as well, that was true as well. I just thought that, you know, nowadays a lot of people in the society feel like there's a concept of like, you know, I can make my own decisions, I'm a grown-up, I don't need to consult with Gedolim, they don't know who they are to tell me what to do. And that's not really the Derech HaTorah. We really believe that our Gedolim are here to shine the light for us, to show us the path of what's MS, what's the right way to be going. And we need them. And we need them to give us advice, especially in these hard times, let's say with the corona and how to go about it, and shul, and davening, minyanim, etc., that we really believe that their advice is a tremendous bracha that we have as a chus to hear it and try to listen as best as we can to the path forward in ruchnias and the like. So the loss is a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael of Rav David Feinstein. But Amir Tzah Hashem, there'll be like the Shemesh Bava Zarak Zara, that there'll be a new light to Amir Tzah Hashem. And hopefully we will continue to recognize the Gedolim that we do have, Baruch Hashem, to recognize how special it is that we have them, to be tried as best when we have our life shilas and our big questions, to really go out and ask them and to try to get advice from these very special people who have a greater connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we believe that they have a greater connection to Hashem, and they'll guide us in the past. Amir Tzah Hashem, we have a bracha that we should all be zochet to have the right leadership, and also be zochet to recognize it and go in the right way of Derech Hashem. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.